Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got Siri comes in this hour between 12 and 1. 1 to 2, we've got Cindy McLeish, who'll come and tell us what's been going on in the area and what she's been up to. And then between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. Now, we've got a person coming in. You will have heard this person's voice, but they are not a presenter. So who are they? You can start to think about that, and they'll tell us all about their lives and also their eight, not favourite songs, but the eight songs of music that have had an influence on their life. But anyway, it's now the Siri Hour. So I have with me Naomi, and she's the business development manager at Siri. How are you, Naomi?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well too, thank you. Looks like it's getting a bit colder outside. It started off a bit warmer this, but anyway. One of the things that we want to talk about, you're moving to some new premises. Is that the whole of Siri or just training or what?
Yeah, so we'll be moving from our current location at Main Street, currently at 211 Main Street, but all of our corporate team and our training and also our Fice shop, which people may know from Moorabark, will all be in one location now on John Street.
What's Fice? Is that the first...
First Impressions Clothing Exchange. So brand new fit out with a shop there.
I was going to say, that hasn't been in Lilydale before, has it?
No. So we've got the main shop in Moorabark at the moment.
In Yarra Junction.
And the pop-up sort of, the shop in Yarra Junction at our community hub. But, we'll be permanently moving the Moorabark site to Lilydale's just so that everyone's in the same location.
Yep. Yeah. So whereabouts in John Street?
Number 7 to 9, so just up from the station, between the station and Maroondah Highway. On John Street. So up from Bunnings, up from our community school.
Yep.
Towards Maroondah Highway.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
So, and that takes place when?
Term 4. So we'll be moving in October.
So everybody's going to be working over the holidays moving it.
In theory, yeah. Yep. We're hoping to make it quite clean for our current students too, who are studying with us, so they can move, we'll move over the term break so they start term 4 fresh on site at the new office.
So obviously you're not moving for the fun of it, so there's obviously more space there.
Yeah, it's about 3 times the size of where we currently are. It just shows probably how excited we are for potential growth and current ongoing growth. So for me in my role working with the training team and, enrolments for courses, there will be 7 training rooms. So,
gee.
Yeah, so no pressure for me to,
to fill them up.
To fill them now. But, if you build it, they will come, hopefully. So everyone enrol.
So that was going to be my next question, obviously, and you've almost answered what was going to be the next question. I was going to say that also allows you to expand into maybe training you're not already doing. Is that right?
Yeah, we tend to stick pretty closely to our core ethos with the courses. Yep. We are introducing a Certificate 3 in business just out of a need for, that base level. Every organisation needs admin support. We've actually got 2 marvellous business trainees at our own office with our own team now. So we really see the value in that. So, a few new things coming up, but the tried and true ones will stick around.
And also this first impression, I think everybody at Siri knows that I think it's a terrific idea. So obviously not going to be at Moorabark, but it's going to be in a bigger premises in Lilydale.
Yeah, and they'll actually be incorporating that Cert 3 in business in that team as well, so people can gain retail experience and learn the business side of working in a retail space.
Well, I think that's terrific, and I know I'm not going to keep going over it, but it's also terrific for ladies who are trying to get back into the workforce in particular, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I just spoke to someone who has a secondary student looking to go for an interview, so, line her up with Renee and she can talk about presentation skills and interviewing and look at her resume, all of those things in one, package to gain confidence.
And if that person needs some clothing, well, they're on the right spot too.
Yep.
And I just think that's a terrific idea because it's, it's just something that's really needed. All right, we'll take a quick break and we've got plenty more to cover.
When the giant was rocking, going round and round. Sound. Well, they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
The Valley's very own radio station, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And the show is Community Connections. We're talking to Naomi from CIRE. Now, we need to mention, I know we mention it every time, but if you look them up, it's C-I-R-E, not the CIRE that we all know. Naomi, school holidays are only a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
So I guess after that, it's back into the last term for the year. So what are you doing about intakes? Is there anything available or what happened?
Yeah, so our online intakes are every 2 months. So they keep ticking over all year. So that can be ECEC, which is childcare, Ed Support, which is the teacher's aid in classes, or community services. So people can join them anytime from, you know, every 2 months, September, November, and then we'll sort of pause and start again in March.
Yep.
So yeah, they're done online. We have an on-site study group as well that people can join, because sometimes online study can be a bit daunting or isolating.
Yep.
But we kind of still have the theory. You're still a CIRE student. We're still available to you, and we'll do everything we can to help people succeed.
And most of your training now would be back on site, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for our on site classes.
Yep.
So we do Ed Support, the individual support for aged care.
I see that there's hundreds of those needed.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're actually looking at some really innovative programs to try and get people in on the floor as quickly as possible. Things like work-based training, so people can earn and learn at the same
time. That's a good idea. Yep.
So, you know, fast-tracking some aged care qualifications coming up where they can have the opportunity to do some short quals over 3 weeks and then get in on the floor with buddy shifts at a local facility and start that employment journey alongside a training journey.
And providing you don't mess up along the line, you're almost secured of a job, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I just sort of keep saying the need for quality staff is always going to be there, but we're seeing it overwhelmingly at the moment.
And so, the same thing with childcare too, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've actually had our childcare trainers do a shift at our facilities, which is another great way that CIRE work together between all of our different business units.
Yep.
But it just shows, you know, the need for these team members on floor. They're all abiding by ratios and these child safe standards, which are fantastic.
And everywhere you drive around at the moment, they're opening or building new childcare centres.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, we're short of them now. And as I was down Mornington yesterday and there's a new one there. I was through Dandenong the other day and there's a new one. These aren't even open yet. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a huge need. Yeah.
And that also feeds into our VETS program or our VET FSSS, so VETFS, if you want to pronounce it. You know, but yeah, that has teenage students as part of their VCE VCAL doing training, including the ECEC childcare.
And I guess with the childcare and the age, really, as long as you don't mess up, you're going to get a job. It's not a training where, oh, well, you may get a job, you may not. You're really saying that you can get a job.
And look, we are constantly working with our trainers and our students and facilities that we know of as well to best support everyone involved in that equation, because it's never, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. But employers are really looking at being flexible nowadays because they have to be.
They have to be, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't have – I mean, gone are the days when the boss could make too hard and fast rules in some of these industries because you won't get anyone.
No, absolutely not. And so we're seeing that, and so that's part of our relationship building with people that we know in those sectors. Yep. Just to say, you know, what do you see as a challenge and how can we help you address that with students that we have coming through?
So you mentioned VET FSSS.
Yes.
So we shouldn't talk in acronyms because the people out there don't know. What's it stand for?
Oh, you're going to test me now. So vocational education and training for students in secondary school.
Gold star to me. If Gus is listening, you deserve the pay rise.
Give me a bonus. Yay! It's really a way that students can gain some real life experience and qualifications while still at high school. There's a huge range of courses available, but we run the childcare as a partial.
Yep.
Just we find that we can't deliver it as a quality qual in full in the short 2 years.
Yep.
With classes and all the rest. But we also do our Certificate 3 in Community Services, which is really popular.
Very good. All right, we'll take another quick break. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about the school.
Yeah, great.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't
can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Closet door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring in a bell and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
That goes right back to 1972, and of course it was Rick Nelson and Garden Party. Funny how it is, he started off as Ricky Nelson when he was on his mum's and dad's shows, and all his early recordings were Ricky. Then he gets a bit older, he wants to be known as Rick. And the other one that's done that, of course, is John Farnham. He was known as Johnny Farnham for many years, and then as he got a bit older, he didn't want the Y on the end, so became John Farnham. We should mention, we hope he goes well. I'll be playing a song for him in the next hour. I mean, it doesn't sound like he's doing really flash at the moment. At one stage, they had 12 doctors in the room or something and another 12 on the phone, so must have been pretty serious. But anyway, we're here to talk to Siri, C-I-R-E, and we're talking to Naomi. Naomi, schools.
Yes.
What's going to happen for the next quarter or the next term?
Well, our community schools continue to see overwhelming interest. Most of them are full. We do have vacancies at Yarra Junction, but only for year 5 and 6 students.
Yep.
So all of our other sites are secondary only. But at Yarra Junction, we can do grade 5 and 6, and we do have vacancies. So if anyone's interested in enrolling or checking out the school for that age group, we have an open afternoon coming up on the September the 8th from 4 till 6 p.m. So,
and that's at Yarra Junction, obviously?
It is at Yarra Junction on Little Yarra Road, I believe. That's the name of it.
Yeah.
At the traffic lights. The one set of traffic lights. Just turn right. People can go along, see the fantastic facilities, meet the amazing staff and learn more about the program.
And you've got a new principal up there, Jackie, too, haven't you?
Yes, who I believe you saw last month.
Yeah, she came in last month and told us a bit about the school.
Yes, so she's fabulous. I've spoken to her and, performing arts background, so I expect to see some pretty great things come out of there, even if it's just her having a dance and a sing. I'm happy with that.
And there's a new playground going up there, is there?
Yeah, a play area behind the kitchen area at Yarra Junction, but just shows sort of that continual investment in, making space individualised and what students want and need. I suppose having the younger cohort in there raises, that they still want to play.
I think most of the students up there have their own work plan too, don't they? It's not just one thing covers all.
Absolutely not, because that's not how people are. We're all individuals. We all benefit from different things, and part of what Siri as a whole pride ourselves on and highlighted at the school as well, that people take the time to recognise that and understand it and then work with those people to make it happen for them.
Now, I'm keen to find out, the middle years at Lilydale had their first excursion. Where did they go?
Yeah, they went all the way to Lilydale Lake.
That's all right.
Yeah. But, that's something that's really, a change of scenery is always great.
Yep.
And it's all tied in with, what they're learning and how they get around and those sorts of things. So it was very well received. Everyone had a great time and I'm sure many more will come.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. I was telling Greg the other, not that this show is about me anyway, but I was telling Greg the other week when I was at secondary college, The only excursion we went to was a Morwell Open Cup, and one of the teachers got himself full as a gog, and we were banned, and we never went another excursion to hold up a school.
No, so, you know, when they need one troublemaker, usually it's not the teacher.
And that was the teacher, it's usually the kids.
My daughter's just gone to camp today, all the way from Mount Evelyn to Hillsville.
Has she? Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
So, but, no, they're so excited.
It's a different environment.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And she hasn't got mum looking over her shoulders?
No, she does not. But, you know, I think even, you know, these little excursions, it's still something new that we haven't been able to do for so long. It's getting people back into that swing of those sorts of things.
And it A, lets them see that just because mum isn't there, everything still goes all right. The teachers are there to look after them. Yep. And it just makes them that little bit more independent,
which
is what you really want to bring up children, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's something that the our community schools do really well. Is, you know, there's a lot of focus on that independence and helping people get their best outcomes and achieve, you know, what they want to achieve at that period, and then setting them up for some really successful.
I mean, it's not always the scores at the end of the year, is it? It's very much the person you're turning out, rather than just somebody who academically is good but doesn't do anything
absolutely.
Else.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that personal approach really supports that. You know, education's important, absolutely, but so is being a good person or contributing to community or, you know, knowing how to cook meals or, all you know, budgeting, all of these things that just tie up in eventually being an adult, you know.
And I was talking to somebody the other day, I think it might have been from your school, I'm not too sure now, but, I mean, they say even if you're doing filling in a hole, you're using maths because you've got to work out how much stuff to put in it and all that sort of stuff, all the same if you're concreting. So a lot of these other schools where someone might not sit down and want to listen to a maths teacher for the next hour, but they'll go off and do something that uses maths, and it's a great teacher.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many learning opportunities in day-to-day life that we just need to look for them.
So at the moment at Yarra Junction, there's room for fives and sixes. That's for the next term.
Yes.
What about the one out at Berwick? Is that school full yet? Do you know?
They all are,
yeah.
So
terrific.
We do take waiting lists, which is, you know, constantly being added to, obviously, but... Yep. I think it shows that what we're doing well, and there is obviously a need for it. So, you know, I think in true series style, we'll keep doing what we can, and if opportunities come up, I hope have nothing to do with it, but I would imagine that just, you know, the general culture of what we do at Siri is bigger and better and get more benefits to more people when we can.
Right, so... You've got a parent information night coming up around VCAL, but we don't know when that is, do we? I haven't got that.
No, they haven't actually sort of given us the specifics, but as with everything, get on the socials. The community schools, Siri community schools, have their own Facebook page, so you can look on that. So the VCAL curriculum is changing, as I sort of touched on with the VET FCCs. The format of it is changing for next year, so there might be questions from parents. It's a great opportunity to jump on and, you know, have a check out of what is coming up
And where it's going to be.
And how it affects your child or potential students at the school.
So when we talk about the VCAL information night, that's not only for Yarra Junction, is it? That's for everyone.
That will be for all of the campuses because they are secondary school campuses,
So you don't know how the VCAL are altering? What's got to happen? Is it Siri altering? Do you know, or is it the government?
It's a government initiative. So it's actually my interpretation or my understanding, as a disclaimer, will be that it's really looking at how, coming back to that individual opportunity, so giving all students a chance to test. You know, test a few different industries or a few different opportunities before really cementing that choice.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, you know, no one wants to get to the end of 4 years of uni or a 3-year apprenticeship and think, oh, well, this wasn't for me after all. You know, so if we can try before we buy.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
We'll be right back. to me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. I paid the tab, I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home, ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could've convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. You didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep, cause going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Product of my generation, and I'm about had enough watching you getting on with your life. Baby, I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I could be alone. I try to let you go, and something always reminds me. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere.
And just a quick reminder that this show today will be a podcast. It'll be up next week, so I'll be able to listen to Naomi if you missed anything. And there are heaps of them. You just go on to www.yarravalleyfm.org.au. www.yarravalleyfm.org.au. It'll come up with a page. You look down the left-hand side, podcasts. You go over and you then click on You See My Smiling Face, or whatever, and underneath that is Community Connections. You click on that, you'll be able to listen to Naomi. And if you, and not only Naomi, all the interviews that I do here are there. If you then, before you go into that, if you go over to the right-hand side, you'll see Choice Tunes. You'll be able to go into that. And if you go down three or four, you'll find Gus, who's the big chief down at sea. Siri, and all about her life and the music that's had an influence on her life. So you can go to the double bang. You can have Naomi on next week, and then you can go over to Choice Tunes and you can listen to Gus. Anyway, and it was a great interview with Gus too, I must say. And I hope you're listening, Gus. I really enjoyed it. Having sort of prevaricated a bit, let's talk about the Siri early learning, please, Naomi.
Yeah, so that's our childcare, after-school care holiday program crew.
Yep.
They're a bit excited at the moment because we have the Best Start, Best Life government reforms that have come through, meaning that kinder will be free from 2023 for families, and an increase in hours for the three-year-olds as well. Yep. So just great opportunities for children and, you know, great opportunities for parents to have those care options expanded for them.
So also it applies to children, a 10-year kindergarten program too, does it?
Yeah, so if so for our long daycare services, we have the kindergarten service attached to that. So it just means that there will be some financial relief for families using that daycare setting for the out-of-pocket. So the kindergarten aspect of those fees would be subsidised or removed.
That doesn't start until the start of next year, does it?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so... Yep. I guess you're taking enrolments now for 2023?
We sure are. I know that our services in the long daycare services and our occasional care, they're booming. So as we spoke about before with the need for staff in early learning, that's sort of, you know, it's that double-edged sword because the enrolments are growing and waiting lists and, you know, people wanting certain days to change work up and whatever. So we're doing what we can to accommodate families, but I would definitely recommend if anyone's considering daycare options or childcare options for next year, definitely get on it. Deletta and the team are always available to have a chat and show you around one of our amazing centres and meet our fabulous staff.
Well, when you look at it, September's knocking on the door next week.
It is, yeah.
So after that, you've got Cup Day and bang, it's all over.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the thing. We're in that bolt to the finish now and blink and it will be February and everyone's going back to school and work and whatnot. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, it can be really daunting for new families and new parents to be thinking about care options, but the amount of feedback that we've received, I was just up at Yarra Junction myself this morning, and to see those young children interact with our educators, it's fantastic. It's just such a great environment.
And you've got sessional kindergarten at Churnside Park, Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn, haven't you?
Yes, yep. So it is that one-stop shop. You don't have to worry about shuffling to the kinder drop-off and all of that sort of jazz. You can drop them off for the long daycare, do what you're doing that day, and know that they're getting a quality kindergarten program within that day as well.
All right, just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more. We're going to talk about the school holiday program, which we think is coming up in about 3 weeks' time. Yep.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 9 minutes to one, still stuck on 11 degrees, and I don't know that we're going to get a lot higher, which hoping to get 13, but Orion's gone colder in the last hour and a half than what it was before. Anyway.
Doesn't look like it out there, does it?
Not looking real flash, is it? Anyway, we're talking to Naomi down at Surrey, and the school holidays, we just said, are not far down the track. So you've obviously got some things coming up, and one of these in particular I'd like to hear about. So let's talk about the school holiday programs.
Yeah, so we run the out-of-school hours care, vacation care at Badger Creek, based out of the school there. Huge, great range of activities that it replaces that sort of long day care, I suppose, for school students in primary where parents are still working. Or I know I used to use it myself just to give the kids a great activity that I didn't have to take them to.
So they're not just sticking around the home all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. And similarly, our community hubs run school holiday activities as well. So. Yep. Not for the full day, more for, you know, an hour or two, a couple of hours. But it's still a great way of getting the kids out of the house and off screens as a parent of three teens.
Well, that's the main thing too. Because if left to themselves, they very often just stay with the screens, don't they?
Having said that, we do run the Level Up program, which is based around sort of gaming, but done in a social way and really incorporating those skills of sharing and teamwork and all of those things that they may not get in on their own.
They're just in a room by themselves, aren't they?
Yeah. If anyone's interested in anything fun for the kids for school holidays, it would be a matter of just checking out our website or Facebook pages.
A teddy bear's picnic.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah, so this is something that we've been doing for a couple of years now.
Yep.
Obviously, we did do a digital one throughout COVID,
which was a bit fun.
Yeah. We're back bigger and better than ever. So we'll be having two events, one at Yarra Junction on the 25th of October and another one at Chernside Park on the 27th. You know, details are still coming as everyone's planning, like I said, bigger and better than ever.
Yep.
But again, watch out on our socials. So Surrey Early Learning on Facebook has their own page, and you'll be getting all the updates and details on there.
And it's terrific for the kids. They bring along their teddy bears and, you know, everyone's had one.
Yeah.
How old you are, you've always had a teddy bear.
Absolutely. Or maybe still do. And that's okay too.
I know. Some ladies have still got the ones that they had when they were little girls.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. It's always a great community event. And it's wonderful to see everyone come together because we can now. So it would be really great to see.
Do you get any teddy bear biscuits at it?
I hope so.
I think it's great for the kids, the teddy bears picnics. All right, so they're coming up on the 25th of Yarra Junction and the 27th at Chernside Park.
Yep.
Now, the other thing we should just mention, and it's not on our list to talk about, but coming up will be your Christmas market.
Yes, thank you very much. Oh, you are a good Surrey ambassador. So we do have our community markets three times a year at the community hub, and planning is very much underway for the Christmas market. It's a twilight market, so I believe Friday the 2nd of December, around that weekend, maybe.
If not, you'll get a text in a minute.
I will stand by for that. That first Friday of December.
Yep. Plenty of stalls. Buy your Christmas presents.
The stall holders are being so supportive because the events still keep having such great success. We actually get recurring stall holders. Market after market, you'll see familiar faces. Yep. Then they'll tell their friends, so you'll see some new stalls. Lots of entertainment. The food trucks will likely be back, I would imagine. Those Christmas themes, the opportunity to buy some really quality, thoughtful, locally made gifts as well, not just stuff. So always a great afternoon or, great time out at the Surrey Community Hub Market. So, again, check out the socials, follow us, all of our Facebook pages, and you'll be all in the know.
Right. Well, now we need to talk about some of these.
Yes.
We talk about, just glide over them and, you know, social pages and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to find out more? So we've heard something today that we want to know more about. How are we going to contact Surrey, or first of all, find out more about it, and then B, Let's go and talk to Siri. How are we going to do that?
Okay, so we will try and be anywhere you want to find us. So
yep.
On Facebook, we have the Siri Services Facebook page as a central source of information. Each business unit has their own page, so Siri Community Schools, Siri Early Learning and Siri Training and Siri Community Hubs. So you can check out specifically those key areas. Also our website, which is siri.org.au, and please remember it's C-I-R-E .org.au. You can also call us at any time. Well, you know, business hours, obviously, but we'll get back to you. It's fine. So 1-300-835-235. We also have the email address, which everyone's welcome to. You can do that one at 3 a.m. if you choose to.
Yep.
That's info@siri.org.au. So info@cire.org.au.
So, and apart from everything else, if they go to the 3wsiri.org.au, they can find out about, because there is other training that we haven't talked about, such mm-hmm. as reserve serving of alcohol. And so there are other programs that we haven't actually specifically mentioned today.
Yep.
But if you get onto there, you can no doubt find all about them.
Yeah, our work skills group training, so first aid, RSA.
We do first aid there as well.
We do, yes. So we do a range of first aids, CPR, first aid, and also first aid in an educational setting. The benefit of how we work too, I've been speaking to a local BMX club about putting on a first aid group just for them.
Yep.
And personalising it to common injuries they may see at the club with races. So
that's great,
we can definitely, again, personalise all of our services.
Everybody should learn first aid.
Absolutely.
Because you just never know when you're going to come across an opportunity. And I know some people say they don't like to get involved, but what I was told by a legal person, and again I say it's what I was told, providing you act within reasonable... reasonably within a situation, you're not going to be sued if you go and try and help someone, because some people stand back and say, oh, no, I don't want to get involved there. But from what I understand, it's not going to cause you a lot of trouble, provided you don't be silly.
I'd rather have the knowledge and never have to use it.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely.
And we're out in the roads and you never know. Yep. So 1300 835 235,
mm-hmm.
they can give that a ring and find out more. Probably the best bet is to go to 3w.cire.org.au.
Yep.
Have a look at all the programs, because while we've talked about a few today, we certainly haven't covered anything like the amount of programs that Siri run, have we?
No. And you can always, there's a whole lot of inquiry links all over our website. So if you do find a page or a program you're interested in, just click on the link to inquire now or get in touch and we will get back to you as soon as we can.
And Facebook. As you were saying, like every service has got their own, haven't they?
We do, because we're all unique, but we do have the overarching Siri services page. We're also on Instagram and LinkedIn, so anywhere you like to find us.
Sounds good to me. Now, Amy, thanks for coming in again. Next month will be September, won't it? We're getting getting into the business end. We'll have somebody back the fourth Wednesday of the month between 12 and 1. And we'll find out a bit more about some of the other programs, because there are a lot more programs than what we've covered today. But if not, go and have a look on the 3ws.siri.org.au. Naomi, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, the weather, the news is just about to hit us. We'll say goodbye. Thanks, Naomi.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, thanks.